The Dukakis campaign has decided to continue its attack on the Republican ticket with a series of controversial ads that focus on Dan Quayle's qualifications to be a heartbeat away from the presidency. Our commentator John Carroll thinks that Dukakis himself might come out the loser in the skirmish.
Mike Dukakis' media advisors have hurt his presidential campaign far more than George Bush has. First, they sat around between the Democratic and Republican conventions counting their thumbs while Dukakis' 17-point lead in the polls evaporated. Then they failed to enter the battle of the soundbites on the nightly news, letting Bush pound their candidate at will. And now they have Dukakis attacking Dan Quayle in television ads that are both misguided and inept. But the biggest problem with these ads is not their heavy-handedness or lack of credibility. The biggest problem is that they make Mike Dukakis look like a bully. I thought Lloyd Benson was supposed to handle the second string. That's what vice presidents are there for. Dukakis-Quayle is not only an obvious mismatch, it's also a move that's bound to backfire, given this country's long-standing tendency to support the underdog. Left to his own devices, Dan Quayle would most probably have self-destructed well before Election Day. All the evidence indicates that he is quite capable of scaring the American public on his own. But Dukakis, frustrated by his inability to get to Bush in this electronic roller derby of a campaign, has decided to try to bury Quayle instead. In a commercial titled The Packaging of Dan Quayle, the Duke rolls out his version of Bush's backroom advisors for another round of hand-wringing.
We got a disaster on our hands.
After all that rehearsal, I thought we had Quayle totally programmed.
Not totally.
Suddenly the words President Quayle even make me nervous.
Benson looked great.
You know, what if...
That's too crazy.
What is it?
Is it too late to drop him? Bring in Bob Dole.
Yeah, Dole. Yeah.
You're right, it's too crazy.
It's not that crazy. Rosemary.
What's crazy is the idea behind this spot, if you can even call it an idea. They don't really expect us to believe that Bush would dump Quayle now, do they? That would be more ridiculous than picking him in the first place. And Bob Dole to replace him? 9 to 5, Bush would rather run with General Noriega. Then there's the second spot, the one with a camera dollying in on the Oval Office desk, with an empty chair looming behind it. Over a steady rhythm of heartbeats, a solemn voice announces,
"The most powerful man in the world is also mortal. We know this all too well in America. 1 in 5 American vice presidents has had to rise to the duties of commander-in-chief. 1 in 5 has had to take on the responsibilities for the most powerful office in the world. For this job, after 5 months of reflection, George Bush made his personal choice, J. Danforth Quayle. Hopefully, we will never know how great a lapse of judgment that really was."
Dukakis doesn't have to rely on this kind of heavy-handed melodrama. His campaign has produced a whole series of ads detailing George Bush's record in public service and comparing it to the Duke's accomplishments. It's an issues-oriented campaign that deals with matters of widespread concern: drugs, education, the environment, even that hardy perennial designed to bring out the elderly vote, Social Security. Built around the theme, "The best America is yet to come," these ads are much more compatible with the level Dukakis said he would seek in this campaign. Never mind that the spots employ the goofiest picture of George Bush ever taken. At least they say something about the issues. But all the attention has been focused on the spots attacking Quayle, and that's a fight that Dukakis is not going to win. It might be time for the packagers of Mike Dukakis to start asking themselves which campaign will really serve their candidate better. Because the risk they're taking is that the American people are going to look at that Oval Office chair and wonder if it's also too big for M. Stanley Dukakis.
Commentator John Carroll is creative director at KKNM Advertising and a columnist for Adweek.